Hey guys, this is Eric Connor and I am here with the Reform Way. I am joined by our September 2021 Reformer of the Month, Mr. Colby Jackson, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello, hello. Welcome, Colby. Congratulations, first and foremost, on being Reformer of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep. So really, how long you been doing CrossFit and what kind of got you into it?
So I started doing CrossFit. My first workout was in 2017. At CrossFit Cinco. So my wife, Shannon, she was really big into CrossFit, and I was going to LA Fitness, you know, working out the beach muscles, just chest and buys.
Nice.
So she was always like, hey, you'd be really good at this. You'd really love it. I was like, I'm not doing CrossFit. So we did a workout for a little girl, Jaxley. So we did her workout, a little fundraiser for her. And it was really cool. I really enjoyed it, but didn't really get into it too much. And then when I went to paramedic school, I did my internship with the City of Orange Fire Department. And those were the workouts we did at the station. Those CrossFit stuff all the time. So I was like, well, if this is what I'm going to do to prepare myself for my career, then this is what I got to do. So I signed up at Reform in 2018, and I've been here ever since.
Nice. Nice. So about, I guess, three and a half years.
Coming up on, 3 years.
Yeah. The and kind of two kind of cool things about what you're saying. Well, one was you got into it with that Jaxley event, right?
Yeah.
And I believe that was kind of perpetrated or really spearheaded by Peter Pohl.
Yeah.
So that's super cool.
So it's kind of weird because I was worked out at that gym and I met a bunch of people. And I mean, I don't remember everybody's name, but I remember a lot of people. But a lot of them actually work out here now. So yeah.
It's a good close-knit group that kind of came from there when they closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super cool. And then the other one was like, so obviously you were doing traditional of what a lot of guys might do at the gym, but prior to this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And your chest and your biceps still look really good.
Thank you.
I will clarify that. Yeah, they still look very solid. But you know, sometimes people have like a perception of what they think CrossFit is. What is it? What you might have thought it was? Is it different? Like, what were your thoughts then?
Well, back when I used to do that, you know, I worked out at LA Fitness and everyone I worked out with was like, oh, dude, CrossFit's how you hurt yourself, this, that, the other. And then once I started getting into it a little bit more, I realized that, no, CrossFit, you know, the coaches here, especially at Reform, take very good care of you. They make sure you know what you're doing before you start building a bunch of weight. So the technique and everything like that. But I think the biggest thing is like once I got here, I realized that it's a very community, like, you know, and I really enjoyed that because I got a lot of close friends here now. We hang out, go get beers, that kind of thing. And I don't know, I just love the workouts because no matter how good you are at CrossFit, the workout always sucks. You know, it's always hard.
Yep.
Because you just go faster, you go heavier, you know, whatever it is. So no matter how good you are, it's always challenging, but then, you know, obviously if you're weaker at some movements, you could scale back and still make it challenging for yourself. So
totally. Perfect point. Like, and that was really, so like what made me see how big this was going to be, CrossFit when I found it, until I found it in 2009 and I was just getting out of college soccer and I loved it for me as an athlete. Right. So, but once I actually understood the methodology and the development of it and the modification structure and like what it really was developed around, I was like, oh man, this is life changing,
yeah.
You know, because good example, my mom does it, you know, and she's healthier than she's ever been in her 60s. As well as, you know, I do little things with the kids that I've learned that are functional movements while they're developing. So it's like, it's literally a game changer when it's done right.
Yeah, exactly. So I love, cause I grew up playing team sports. I played soccer and lacrosse my whole life. And once I aged out of all of that, obviously, you know, I could still do adult league and pick up games and stuff, but I missed being competitive. You know, I miss competitive sports. And so I like CrossFit because you show up and you're like, that person's just about above me. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I'm going to try to keep up with them.
You're totally right. And it's so you can kind of challenge yourself and to whatever's around you, right?
Exactly.
And if anybody read some of your questions in the newsletter, I guess you were talking about keeping up with Katie.
Yeah.
It's a good example.
Yeah, when I first started out, I used to come to the 9:30, and it was the mom's class, kind of still is. But
Moms plus Colby.
Yeah, moms plus Colby. That's what they'd always say. Good morning, ladies, and Colby. And Katie was, you know, obviously Katie's very good. And so when I was first starting out, it's kind of cool because I was trying to keep up with her. And that's probably part of the reason why I developed very quickly was because I was trying to keep up with someone that was substantially better than me. So
yeah, she's a stud. She's still killing it at literally over 8 months pregnant right now. Yeah, it's gnarly.
I'm taking every win I can while she's pregnant. So
yeah, everyone needs to when they can do it, right? So like in CrossFit, what kind of movements are you really stoked on? What's like the next thing you might want to work on or improve or make advanced or something like that?
So I got really good at bar gymnastics movements like pull-ups and bar muscle-ups and stuff like that. I'd like to work on ring muscle-ups. That's kind of my next thing. But lately I've been doing a lot of barbell stuff. Getting a barbell overhead is not like the most comfortable thing for me. So I've been working on snatches a lot and like clean and jerks. So I've actually gone up substantially in weight, like back, like when I first started doing all this, like I just kind of looked up like, hey, how to build, do a heavy snatch. And I followed this program. It was like, my max was like 115. Like I couldn't snatch more than 115. And now I'm like 155, you know, just a couple of months later.
Yeah.
So
it's refinement in those little areas, you know, and a little more time to it and focus. And it's amazing how quickly those can change.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, for example, a deadlift, there's only so much technique to a deadlift. It's really important to do right. But, like, eventually it's, like, brute strength that needs to get better.
Exactly.
In Olympic lift, you know, a little tiny quarter-inch change and a little more jump here or there, like, it can be night and day.
Exactly. So that was the thing with snatches is, like, I think I could have, like, I have the strength to snatch more, but I just didn't have the technique. So that's what I've kind of been building on. So whenever I hit that strength portion, then I'll run into that problem. So
good. Yeah. That's a good problem to get to.
Yeah,
it really is. So what are some things that some people may not know about you if they just kind of see you in the gym or something?
So, I mean, I do kind of talk about it here and there with people I know, but I work as a firefighter paramedic, probably the coolest fire department in the world, San Bernardino County Fire.
Okay.
Yeah, very busy, run a lot of calls, fight a lot of fire, a lot of fun. So that's part of the reason I do CrossFit is to stay in shape for all of that because it's a physically demanding job. Recently, you know, I know when I responded to the newsletter, I said everyone should own a pair of Crocs.
Yeah.
Recently, I got into flip-flops too, so I'm kind of changing it up a little bit.
Okay, you wearing those right now?
No, I almost did. I thought about it.
Nice. But, what kind of flip-flops then?
I don't know. I just, when we were in Hawaii, I picked up a pair of Volcom flip-flops just because I was like, oh, I should probably have some flip-flops. We're walking around on the beach and everything, and realized that these are cool, so.
It's a... Two things from that also. Do you not normally wear sandals or flip-flops?
I haven't worn sandals probably since I was like 10.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't put on a pair of sandals since I was like 10.
Do you go to the beach much?
So much, but you know, just I'm not too much of a beach guy, but now after, you know, Hawaii, it's like, oh, beaches are awesome.
Yeah, they are. So this has opened up a whole new world for you.
Yeah.
So on to that, you and Shannon got married. When did you guys
April 26th.
Okay. So you guys got married. You guys had to kind of delay some of that from the pandemic, am I right?
Yeah. So originally we planned on getting married in December of 2020. Mm-hmm. And then 4 days before our wedding, the venue emailed us like, hey, everything's shutting down again. We got to cancel your wedding. And I worked two of the 4 days before our wedding. I was like, sorry, babe, you got to figure this out.
Love you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it got canceled, but it all worked out at the end. We had a really small ceremony, you know, 4 months later, whatever it was. But it was like 12 people. So it was nice.
You can start to as time goes on, you can start to realize what is important and what isn't, I guess, in a wedding.
Yeah.
You're like, we're going to be together.
Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, it's bringing, you know, two people together, hopefully two families together if you can have, you know, everybody there. And then... me and Shannon talked about it before. We're like, we don't want a big wedding, but, you know, it's kind of hard because you don't want to cut these people. And then COVID happened. We're like, oh, yeah, cool. We can have a small wedding.
No, it's not our fault.
Yeah. So, but it was nice. It's actually funny. So we had our wedding, 12 people, and it was great because I could talk to everyone. And, you know, then I went to one of my friend's weddings like less than a week later, and he had like 150 people.
Oh.
And I was like, me and like our friends hanging out, and obviously he wanted to hang out with us, but like he had family and her family, so he had to talk to everyone else. And so I was like, man, I'm glad we had a small wedding.
Yeah, I mean, you can get to the people you really want to and have those main ones there. And, so you guys were just on you guys delayed, I guess, your honeymoon, right?
Yeah. So I was still in my rookie year of being a fireman, so it's really hard to take vacation. So I just finished that up in July. So now I could take vacation. So right now I'm at the tail end of 16 days off, and nice. It's been really good.
I bet. You must feel like so refreshed.
Yeah, I'm running out of things to do. So
it's like, I know things are, say, like in that perspective, I know things are really good if I feel a little bored.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, yeah, then I'm fired up and ready to go back to what I'm doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you're such a great guy to be a firefighter anyway, because you have a passion for it.
Yeah.
You know, you can see it when you talk about it, and we know that it's like something you love to do. So you're the type of person that needs to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love my job. Best job in the world. You know, it's just cool going out into the community, helping people, you know, running cool medical aids, you know, fighting really cool fires and just doing everything. Honestly, it's always a challenge, I guess. Like every time you go on a call, it's something a little different, mm-hmm. or majorly different, kind of depends, but it requires like a different level of critical thinking, you know, that's on the fly. So you get there and you're like, okay, I got to figure this out right now. So it's challenging, but I enjoy the challenge. So,
that's good.
And then the biggest thing is like the team aspect of everything. You know, we all work really well in a team, and I'm very fortunate. There's a bunch of great guys, you know, pretty much my whole department, just great guys that, you know, see it that way. And so we all work in a team. We work well together, and yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Good. That's awesome. Well, I want to first and foremost from the community, thank you for putting in your service to that.
Oh yeah.
And
no
all
problem.
The hard work. And I know none of you guys being firefighters in general, don't really do it for the fame.
Yeah.
You know, you do it because it's the right thing to do, and that's what you feel you can do and help with.
Yeah, you know, I've never once done it for recognition or anything like that. I do it because I love the job and I love helping people. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, and that's the right people in that role. So thank you for that. And then also want to say just again, congratulations on being our September 2021 Reformer of the Month. You're a huge, awesome part of the community. We love having you and your family involved. And yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I just show up at the gym, I work out, I talk to people, and I got a name Reformer of the Month. I was like, oh, cool. This is awesome. It's an honor, honestly.
Awesome, man.
You guys should get a little parking spot for the Reformer of the Month.
I'm working on it. I got to fandangle the city a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll get it there. Thanks, Colts.
Yeah.